We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
End of the show. End of the show. With the end of the show. All right.
I'd like to start opening something off on a Monday with a controversial subject. I hate that Baby Shark song. I've only ever heard about 7 seconds of it, to be fair, but it reminds me of the old commercials where it'd be like, text now to get your ringtones. You text waffles to 485-1158-540123. Don't actually try that. And then it would be like, the frog thing on the motorcycle. Oh, the flashbacks I'm having. Lies, 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 yeah. Baby Shark. You're the worst. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. A wild ride for me. I went to this thing called Cybefest Northwest. Listen, I don't know how to say this correctly, so we'll just kind of talk about it in the wide open here. It's a Transformers convention, unofficial. It's effectively a toy swap meet for people who are obsessed with Transformers. That is a very specific type of person. There are like a very... I don't know how you even say it. It's just like, these are a very specific type of nerd that like loves their Transformers. And I like really like Soundwave the Transformer from 1986. And Unicron's pretty cool. And Starscream, his voice is pretty terrible, but he's a jet that transforms into a robot that smashes stuff and shoots lasers. That's awesome! And the idea of Transformers in general is cool, that they came from another planet and landed on Earth and then they're battling here for our resources. That seems like what aliens would do, right? And that even though they weren't jets, some of them could just fly without transforming into a jet. They could just, like, hover. Also pretty cool. It's like things that, like, you aspire that type of magic to have when you're an adult, right? When you're 4 years old and watching that, you want that to happen. Well, some people never gave up on the dream. And to you, I say you are perhaps a better advanced human being than I am. Because I have all this judgment and all these things to bring with me there to be like, no, nerds, or whatever, even though I host Nerd Talk. And I'm like, oh, man, I wish I was... I gotta find a way to keep myself engaged in that all spark that makes you so cool when you're young. I gotta make sure not to squash my own space babies' dreams of being weird and fun and cool. Also, let Mom dress him nicely so that way he's got that. I never had anyone dressing me nicely except for, like, church clothes. And, like, you're not going to wear those to elementary school. Put knees in the holes of all my pants. My dad would be so mad at me. Anyway, great pictures now. You can go to 1077theend.com. I do a blog there or Facebook.com/HeyGregor. There we go. That's my thing. There's a link that we will go to try and get something for free, thinking that we're not going to get in trouble. And that length was really proven by the passing of a new law.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
So a bunch of new laws went into effect yesterday. The one I find funniest, just because of the imagery, is that if you get busted using the HOV lane with a dummy in your passenger seat, an inanimate dummy, not your stone friend, should you get boned for having a mannequin with you, $200 will be added to your ticket. People get creative and must weigh out the consequences, I suppose. Seattle Sounders FC brought home 3 big points from Houston, but back here in the Pacific Northwest, it was Rain FC who had their parade rained upon. The homecoming match and excitement, the first following the huge U.S. women's national team win in France, was quickly stifled by Chicago, who badly beat them 4-0. Nil means zero. It was in front of their biggest audience ever. Ugh. But that's sports. That's how it goes. From glory to working hard again right away. And a quick nagging reminder, this is a bummer. 3 people in Washington have died this year from drowning while stand-up paddleboarding. Wear a life jacket, especially during Seafair this weekend.
You just got news.
Hey, how about those Mariners? I know I don't say that very often these days, but how about those Mariners? Yeah, they won all four over the weekend. That's pretty sweet. The Seattle Sounders on the road picked up 3 points as well. Happy about that. But then I was really bummed for Rain FC. It's no longer Seattle Rain FC. Rain FC is the... I'll get this wrong. NWSL soccer team. It is the women's soccer team here, professionally. Formerly in Seattle, but now they play in Tacoma, and they had their first big like homecoming match since the Women's World Cup. Megan Rapinoe was back, not playing. She was in civilian clothes, received the key to the city of Tacoma. Thought that was pretty neat. What's the other girl's name? Allie Long? Is that who? I gotta look that up. But they were back, and then, you know, record crowd after the momentum of the Women's World Cup was so amazing, they lose 4-0. I laugh because it's like the most sports thing ever. It's why sports are so cool for me, and I know not everyone agrees with me, but it's the unwritten drama of what can potentially happen. I go with my wife to the ballet quite often, and we see things that you expect it to be a certain way, and so the critique is in the performance of the way it was intended or the interpretation. With sports, it's really a lot more black and white, typically, of winners and losers, and you don't really know what's going to happen until the game is played. The F1 German Grand Prix is a perfect example of that over the weekend. It was nuts with the rain. But then you come back with all the momentum in the world of the World Cup, and to just get smashed like that is just so sports. From the greatest highs to the lowest lows, all in just a moment. If you went to that match and it was the first time and you were like, well, that sucks, don't give up. If you found out about this and then you see that it's going to be on TV, carried via ESPN in the future, tune in and watch. Let's help make this sport awesome, specifically for women who are the ones that are most commonly left behind in the sporting financial world. Okay, that's enough for me. I'll tell you, it must have been hot playing soccer. Bet you they all wish they had a piece of Sony's new imagination. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! The nerds at Sony are a step closer to a personal wearable air conditioner. Whoa. It slips into a pouch at the base of your neck on a custom t-shirt and uses something called the Peltier effect to use current, which will change your body temperature, lowering it as much as 23 degrees or increasing it by about a dozen. So no small stupid fan going? Cool! Literally! If it goes haywire, does the current give me electricity hands to electrocute people from afar?
Biden wins.
Scientists are pretty close to a contact lens that can auto-zoom in on something, all based on your blinking. You might also be able to control like a flying drone robot or something like that in the future. Congratulations, women! You'll have all new ways to be creeped out by dudes looking and now blinking a little too low. Eyes up here. And finally, a college student on a summer internship became part of a team to dig up a 5-foot-long Triceratops head in North Dakota. See? North Dakota's not our worst state. Your move, New Mexico! Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! All right, that's it. End of the show. I hope you have a great day. Let's go look at airplanes or big airplane or the Blue Angels are in town, and that's obviously my favorite time of year. So at the Museum of Flight, I'm actually heading down there in like an hour to go try and snap some photographia. Photographia? End of the show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.